New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his rival for the Democratic nomination, Cynthia Nixon, have different plans on how to fund the state's public schools. Karen DeWitt reports.
New York spends an average of over $22,000 a year per pupil, among the highest rates in the nation. Nixon says the money is not divided fairly, and there's as much as a $10,000 gap between the amount spent on students in the state's wealthiest schools and its poorest districts.
What we see is really two systems of education, one in which wealthy white children are given every advantage to succeed, and the assumption is that they will be going on to college. And in our majority black and brown schools, we have too many kids fed into the school-to-prison pipeline.
Cuomo, in his early years as governor, opposed large increases in school funding, saying that simply spending more money on schools is not the answer. In his last couple of state budgets, Cuomo has increased money for schools from previous years. The governor touted his plan to add $1 billion additional dollars to schools in his spending plan in January 2017 at a stop in Rochester.
This is the largest amount of funding in history.
But Nixon and other education advocates, including the State Board of Regents, which sets education policy in New York, says state aid should really be increased by double that amount. In recent months, Cuomo has shifted the argument back to local schools, saying the districts themselves are not dividing the money equally. Nixon proposes increasing taxes on the wealthy to pay for the extra funding she wants for schools. Cuomo has backed extending an existing income tax surcharge on millionaires, but he's expressed concern that raising taxes further on the wealthy could cause some rich New Yorkers to leave the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.